There are 99 lifeguards on duty at Oahu beaches on any given day. They work from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Council member Kimberly Pine introduced the resolution to urge the mayor to increase coverage.
We have a lot of people using the beach before they go to work and also after they come home from work, and we don't have lifeguards. And so if we really want to have truly a safe city, we need to start the discussion of how we can expand lifeguard hours.
But Honolulu Emergency Services Department Deputy Director Ian Santee says the city would need to increase the number of lifeguards from 140 to 212.
By increasing hours of coverage from sunup to sundown, that would increase it about 30% from what we currently are. The annual salaries, just salaries alone, not including any other fringe benefits, so about a $3.5 million increase from our current budget to about $11 million.
Santee says the Lifeguard Services Division already extends hours as needed during high surf conditions. Lifeguards stationed in Waikiki and Hanauma Bay also start an hour early. Retired County Lifeguard Mark Cunningham supports dusk to dawn coverage and read a list of newspaper headlines that he says could have had different outcomes.
Michigan man ID'd as victim pulled from sea. Canadian CEO dies following collapse at race. Women's death is deemed drowning.
Cunningham says it will definitely cost more, but it will be money well spent.
You know, we have over 8 million visitors coming to this island. We've been advertising the beaches of Hawaii for over 100 years. We invite people to our home. We need to take care of them.
There are 6 jet ski teams assigned to cover the entire island, 2 on the north shore, 2 in East Oahu, and 1 each on the west and south shores. Retired County Lifeguard Brian Keolana says jet skis are effective tools in trained hands.
If a lifeguard runs and swims into the water, he needs to be able to rescue the person within 2 minutes, because just swimming out, it'll take them double that time to get in. And the reason I say 2 minutes, because the brain can die within 4 to 6 minutes. In 2 minutes, with the ski, you can travel really far.
Following the hearing, Public Health, Safety, and Welfare Committee Chair Ron Minor urged his fellow council members to approve the recommendation.
Budget discussions will be happening in the coming weeks, so I'm sure that Budget Committee will also consider the possibility of including an appropriation in the budget to accomplish what this resolution is proposing. So my recommendation is that we pass out this resolution.
The resolution now goes before the full council for a vote March 16th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.